It's time again for the half-hour edition of Hot Pipes, this week focusing on the Robert Morton Theatre Organ in the Lauren Whitney Studio, Glendale, California. Hi, I'm Steve Ashley, and it's my pleasure to bring you today some of the great sounds of yesterday's American exponents of theatre pipes. To get the show off to a flying start, literally, here's Don Baker with Flying Down to Rio. Don Baker and the Robert Morton Pipe Organ in the Lauren Whitney Studio in Glendale from a 1956 Capitol album called Faraway Music, which is probably the oldest from the studio in my library. The organ was purchased by Lauren Whitney around 1955 from the Sequoia, later Fox Theatre in Redwood City, it having been stored in a non-playable state since sometime after the advent of talkies. He gradually expanded the Robert Morton to 24 ranks or units of pipes, later enlarging even further to 34 ranks. In 1963, Leonard McLean, a Philadelphia native, travelled to Glendale to record two albums on that organ, by now 34 ranks. This is the Dorothy Fields and Jimmy McHugh standard, Don't Blame Me. Thank you. A year later, Eddie Dunstetter, who started his music career in the silent film era, recorded one of his many albums in the Whitney studio. And like Don Baker, he also was under contract with Capitol Records. From the 1947 film Road to Rio, and composed by Johnny Burke and Jimmy Van Heusen for Bing Crosby, of course, this is But Beautiful. Lorin Whitney was a Christian evangelist entertainer who broadcast on a number of Los Angeles radio stations throughout the 30s and 40s, along with a group of singers called the Crew of the Good Ship Grace. Some of the studios that they broadcast from had an organ, sometimes a Hammond, but also there were some with pipe organs. Lorin developed a love for the pipe sound and dreamed of one day having his own instrument, and cutting a long story short, that is basically how the Glendale premises came about. Another artist who took advantage of one of the few fully operational instruments of the day was George Montalba, who recorded Stars Fell on Alabama for the Somerset record label in 1965. Thank you. Under Paris Skies with Ivan Ditmars and Alex Lasker, recorded in 1962. Now, if you believe the album cover, they were playing two identical 34-unit organs, but in reality, of course, it was just two artists at the same Whitney console. Typical of LP releases of the day, the liner notes were somewhat fanciful, stating the two organs had around 2,500 pipes each. I would be remiss if I didn't play a track by Lauren Whitney himself, since he was an accomplished player and provided music for many devotional stations across North America. Much of his output was, shall we say, melodic but rather staid, but I did find this more lively track called No Longer Lonely, which was released on LP in 1958. Baines was named as the official organist for no less than five national political nominating conventions, both Democrat and Republican. That would be unheard of course, in these days of such animosity between the two parties. But thankfully, he also recorded the Lauren Whitney organ for posterity. He also taught music to such personalities as Lawrence Welk, Will Rogers, and President Harry S. Truman, and wrote several books on the art of playing. Thank you. Frankly, that's one of the best arrangements on pipes of the 1903 standard Ida Sweet as Apple Cider that I've ever heard. Light and fluffy, as the songwriters intended. William McBain's playing the Whitney Morton. In 1978, the year I moved to Glendale, Lauren Whitney retired to Newport Beach, selling the premises to MCA Records, while the Robert Morton was purchased by another organist, Paul Michelson, who was the keyboard player for Billy Graham. For my last track today, I'm going back to an album taped in 1957 by crossover organist Richard Elsasser. That's crossover in that he played both concert and theatre organs. Richard recorded a specially themed LP for MGM Records called Hi-Fi Holiday for Organ, featuring the music of David Rose. This is one of his most famous compositions, Holiday for Strings. Holiday for Strings, a piece that I normally think of as typical of 1950s instrumentals, but it was in fact published in 1943. As I mentioned last week, this is the last of the current series of One Venue Hot Pipes. Next week, I'll be remembering four artists who passed away in the last 12 months. Don't forget, my website hotpipes.eu contains many hours of these shows and my one-hour podcast, archive for your entertainment, along with links to many other organ-related sites, including the UK's Cinema Organ Society and the Theatre Organ Club, should you wish to find out what's on in the way of concerts in your area. So until next time, this is Steve Ashley, signing off. Bye-bye for now.